Hi, yeah. This is about the split ends issue.
Yes.
You're absolutely correct. She's in a fantasy world. There's no way she's never had a split end. we are cosmetologists right now. We're driving and we're listening. There's no way she's never had split ends. And brushing your hair doesn't necessarily cause split ends. It's just if it's too aggressive, it breaks the hair, so that's what causes split ends. So then the hair starts to basically fray.
So if you get intense with the hair, if you start getting into some masochistic stuff with
just
the hair.
Tugging at it.
Take that hair. Take your hair. Yeah. Like that, if you start screaming at it.
She's crazy to say she's never had a split end in her life.
Yep.
There's no way. Then there's no sense in getting a haircut if she never had a split end.
No sense. Well, then she'd be tripping over it. It would be down past her.
Exactly. It would just keep growing and growing and growing, and there'd be no problem.
So what, you're saying people only get haircuts when they get split ends?
It's to help the hair. If you have the point of a split end to cut in is because the hair frays like a rope, and that's what causes it to break off. So you get a haircut and trim all those ends off, and it causes the hair to be healthier, and it just keeps growing.
What about with split ends? Why can't you just take the split end and then just split them all the way down and then just double your hair?
Because then your hair would just be a knot. It would just be a big mat.
It would be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Dukes, what kind of a question was that?
I don't know. I thought it was a reasonable question. You know, I don't know these things.
No, it would just make the hair it would be really tangly and knotty if you just took all your split ends and just split them.
And split them all the way down? Okay. I was going to try that, but okay, I'm glad you warned me.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.